Johnny propped himself more comfortably on the bureau edge and obediently looked. Kerr, with a glance at the door to make sure he had his back to it and that only Johnny could see, dramatically threw aside his lapels and pulled the tattered tunic apart. There was a brand on his chest.
The three bars of denial. The criminal scorch. I don't think it's any news to you I was a criminal. That's one of the holds Turl had on me. That's why he felt he could trust me to run around and teach you. If I was returned to Cyclo, having been found to hold false papers and employment, I'd be vaporized. If Cyclo recaptured this place, they'd be sure those of us alive were renegades, and they'd examine us and find this. My papers are false. I won't burden you with my real name. Not knowing it, you can't be hit as an accessory. Got it?
Johnny didn't have it at all, especially since the Cyclos would kill him on sight and not be troubled at all about accessory. He nodded. All this wasn't getting anywhere. Where had Chrissy put the bandanas they'd found?
And if in addition they found 2 billion galactic credits on me, they'd do a slow vaporization.
2 billion?
Yes, well, it seemed old Numph had been screwing the company for the whole 30 years of his duty tour here. Things not even Turl had dug up. Things like commissions from the female administrators who charged. Things like double prices on Kerbango. Maybe even selling ore to aliens who picked it up in space shifts. Who knew? But Numph slept on 4 mattresses, and Kerr thought it was funny they crinkled like that. And he liked only 1 mattress. So he'd ripped open an end, and there it was.
Where?
Out in the hall.
The midget Cyclo closed his coat, and Johnny beckoned at the guard in the small door window. Kerr darted out through the door, loose chains dragging, alarming everyone out there, and came back lugging a big box, which he dumped. Then he rushed out and got another box. Although a midget, only a bit taller than Johnny, Kerr was very strong. Before anybody stopped him, and despite the flapping chains, Kerr shortly had the room bulging with old Kerbango boxes, and every one of them was overflowing with galactic credits.
There's more in his numbered accounts on Cyclo, but we can't get that.
He stood there, panting a big smile, very proud of himself.
Now you can pay the renegades like the champ goes in cash.